Hello, this is High Down School Radio, Mr. Hens, Head of Rose Hill and Two House Captains. Tell us about your roles and responsibilities in the house.
Hello, I'm Olivia and I am one of the Year 12 House Captains. My main role in the house is to work with Mr. Hens and our other House Captains and coordinate with our charity. And I'll be doing lots of things about safety and also mental health awareness this year.
Hi, I'm Courtney. I'm the other house captain as well as your deputy head girl. And I'm here to also coordinate with Mr. Hins, help with charity work, and also be there for your support. So if there's anything issues, I'm here for people to talk to.
Hi guys, it's Mr. Hins, your head of house. Go Rose Hill! Basically, I'm here to make sure that we continue to win the House Shield this year by getting really involved, by organising lots of fun events, charity, bake sales, for example, and supporting my house captains in making sure that we can raise lots and lots of money for our charity. And obviously also just to cheer you all guys on for when we go to our house competitions, like the pancake race later in the year and the tug of war. Go Rose Hill!
What charity are you currently using as the house charity, and what events are you planning to do to raise money for this charity?
So the charity we're going to be supporting this year is Babies in Buscot Ward, which is based at the Royal Berkshire Hospital, and it supports parents and families of premature babies or very sick babies who are in the ward. Some of the events we've got lined up, we're looking at doing a bake sale for Christmas, and more about that will come out in tutors hopefully next week when you're listening to this. And we have also got lots of different sports events that we're planning. And our junior house captain, Isabel, is also planning her own auction themed.
We also have Izzy here today. Izzy, tell us what you do.
So I'm the junior house captain for Rose Hill, and I just help with sorting out all the different charity events, and we just do lots of stuff for Rose Hill. So at the moment I'm working on an auction which is going to be held in tutors, and it will involve things such as leaving a lesson 5 minutes early or reserving a table at the canteen. We're not sure about the specifics yet, but it will be something like that.
What exactly will the auction be about? It's raising money for charity, isn't it?
So it will be about raising money for Bibs, which is our house charity.
Is there anything else that you want to add that you'll be doing?
So something that I really want to focus on this year is making the toilets a lot cleaner, because we've had a few issues with students complaining about how unclean they are.
Can you tell us more about the Torchbearer Award, like how often you'll be giving it out to people?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for asking about that. We're just very, very excited that we have a Torchbearer Award this year. So basically what that means is that every single term, so six times a year, myself and the house captains will sit down and look through all the achievements of students in our house. So it could be you listening to us right now. Usually it'll be something that you've done for the school that is just outstanding. Perhaps you've done a fantastic pixel edge project, or perhaps you've gone above and beyond raising money for charity. This term it was Isabel. Shout out Isabel, who was our only Year 10 junior house captain, and she did really well to go through the interview selection process for that, so that's why I thought I'd recognise her as the winner. So basically the Torchbearer Award is for anybody who just makes a fantastic, outstanding, above and beyond contribution to our house, and it can be awarded, or it will be awarded, every half term.
Do you have any plans for 2019 and onwards?
Yes, for 2019 we have some plans. We have the pancake races coming up, we have a debate club that's going to be happening, and regarding Bibs we have an art idea that we're trying to develop further, so maybe doing like a lunch club and having like a memorial for the ward itself, and probably more events charity wise. So if there are any ideas you have, please put them forward, because we'd really like some for 2019.
And then lastly, why is Rose Hill the best house?
I think Rose Hill is the best house because we have a fantastic charity support, and we are a great team, and we're all going to work together and raise lots and lots of money for Bibs, and we are going to win this year.
Rose Hill is the best house because we've got a record for doing so well with like all the charity work for attendance and P points. So we need to keep that up and we are going to be the best house.
Champions! We were last year. We will be again. Rose Hill House is the best house. It's all in our slogan. Soaring above the rest. All the other houses are below us. Look up at your peril.
Okay, this has been Hideout School Radio interviewing the Rose Hill House head and captains. Thank you.